chapter number 11. Amen. I know there's a lot of great preachers here tonight. I trust that everybody here gets some help and go back to their church and just see God stir. I'm praying for revival, man. I want to see it. We got to have it. Amen. Praise God. You say, can God do anything? Yes, somebody can replace a Kennedy in Massachusetts. God can do anything. Hallelujah. That ain't going to grieve nobody, is it? Because I got more. Nah, we're going on. John 11, they tried to get me in trouble, preacher. Verse number 30. John 11, verse number 30. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. You know the story of Martha. One time Jesus told Martha, you'd be better off to leave the dishes in the sink. Just worship me. I preach a message on that. Just leave the dishes in the sink. Verse 31, the Jews then which were with her in the house comforted her when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, she goeth unto the grave to weep there. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. And it's pretty much true. It's hard to die around Jesus. Study your Bible. It's tough to die around him. He's messed up a lot of funerals. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in spirit and was troubled, and said, where have you laid him? And they said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. A lot of different reasons why folks say he wept. I'll just say, Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, behold how he loved him. And he did love him. But I believe he was weeping for a different reason. And some of them said, could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused that even this man should not have died? Jesus therefore again groaning in himself, coming to the grave. It was a cave and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, take away the stone. Hallelujah. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus saith unto her, said I not unto thee, if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always, because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And I know all of you have said it, but thank God he said Lazarus. Well, they'd have really had an interesting day. And he that was dead came forth bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, loose him and let him go. And it's almost like in the context of the King James Bible, it's almost like everybody's standing there and Lazarus comes hopping out and they're all so bewildered, they don't know what to do, and they're looking, and Jesus said, loose him and let him go. You ever seen it get on pretty good when you don't even know what to do? I was in a meeting some time ago in revival, and it's gone a few weeks, and God moving. The preacher had never been in nothing like it, and it blew out one night, and I'm sitting there beside him, and I wasn't about to let him send me up there to preach. And he looked at me, and he said, preacher, I don't know what to do. What should I do? I said, I don't have a clue. He said, well, what am I going to do? I said, just sit here. He said, sit here. They expect me to go up there. I said, I wouldn't do it. I want to look back from my text tonight. To verse number 39. Lord, by this time he stinketh. I want to preach tonight on don't let the stink stop you. Don't let the stink stop you. Let's bow together and pray. Father, I thank you tonight. Lord, I'm like Brother Holcomb. We could go right now. Lord, I feel you from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. Lord, you are in this place. Lord, I'm a little overwhelmed, to be honest. Lord, I feel like I just want to shout. Run. Just want to praise you. Because God, you're a good God. You've been good to me. That little family of mine that's watching on the internet tonight. Our church folk. God, you've been good to me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for your presence. I pray now you'll help us in the message. In Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated. I'm trying, preacher. Just, you get this stuff and just get me blessed. And I'm trying to calm down a minute. Can I just interject? I'll preach here. I won't be long on the message, but why hadn't God been good to you? I mean, I'm trying to move here, you know. I know we got to get an outline and all that good stuff in, but Lord, have mercy. God's been good to me. If all I had, he took away, I would still have to say God's been good to me. I watched Brother Paquette a while ago. I was sitting beside him. You can just feel it. Little wife's over here. She just plays the piano. You can feel God. Him youngins up here singing. I watched him over there in tears welling up in his eyes. God's been good. Looked at Brother Stewart a while ago. Look, everybody can sing, and he likes everybody. Then three youngins over there stood there singing. I'm telling you what. Listen, ain't no preacher in this building and no singer could bless that man of God right there. Like him three little youngins standing right there. That's them grandbabies over there singing. They could be a lot of places tonight, but thank God they're not in a lot of places. And they're right here. Hey, God's been good, hasn't he? Woo! Now I feel better. Do you good every now and then just have yourself a fit. I get so tired of this self-pity Baptist. Walk in church like we expect to do God a favor. Praise God, I'm just glad I'm not burning in the charred walls of the damned. I'm just glad the blood failed. Save me by the grace of God. I'm just glad God reached down to Milltown in a little Baptist church, ripped me out of hell. I'm just glad to be saved. Thank God I'm glad to be saved tonight. You know the story in this passage of the Word of God this evening. Lazarus has died, and you know the story of Martha and Mary and what Bethany meant to his life. Jesus gets word that Lazarus is sick. He knows Lazarus is dying. And of course, everybody feels like that Jesus has delayed his coming, or Jesus is running late, or Jesus is running behind. And when he gets there, Lazarus is dead. And they said, right, Lord, if you'd have been here, he would not have died. And it was so. That was right. But I want to say tonight and make it very clear that God's never been late to anything. I'm glad I serve an on-time God tonight. I'm glad he'll show up right when I need him. I'm glad when I think I'm about to go under for the last time, God will step out of somewhere else and step into my life. I'm glad, thank God, he'll be there and I can count on him. And while I'm going up one side of the mountain, I'm glad a ram's going up the other side. And right on time, God will show up. Hallelujah. Jesus arrives. Martha's always busy. Lord, if you'd have been here, he's dead. He's gone. I mean, he's in the tomb 4 days. It's sealed. Stone rolled. It's gone. Jesus said, where have you laid him? Lord, he's been dead 4 days, and surely by now he stinketh. Jesus said, roll away the stone. I say it like this, don't let the stink stop you. When God gave me this message, and sometimes I get them from other places, and don't look at me like that, because so do you. It's Brother Walker at, amen. It helps sometime. I'll be honest with you. I try to come up with new stuff all the time. God help me, but sometimes I look at what I got and I think, Lord have mercy, I ain't gonna help nobody. Huh? Then I look at something Brother Davis has got and I preach a year series on one of his messages. You ought to study. I do. Try. When they roll the stone away, there are some things that happen. When God gave me the message, I heard this statement. Y'all know I preach to a lot of young people, and I heard this statement. A teenager said, that stinks. And they can be real spiritual. I've had people in my ministry say, Brother Haysup, I don't understand all this. It just stinks. I grew up in the country. I'm glad when I got around hog lots, I didn't let the stink stop me. Because I'm not a vegetarian. I loves me some bacon. I didn't grow up eating brains and eggs. Mama never told me nothing about it. I thought it was good. I want you to notice tonight that when she said, surely by now he stinketh, when she said that, she's saying that is the thing we're concerned about. Lord, we want you to see his body. Lord, we want you to see him. But listen, Lord, he stinks. And listen, Lord, it's just not good. And if we open that thing, it's going to be unreal. But Jesus said, unless you roll that stone away, you're not going to see what you can see. Don't let the stink stop you. There's some of you pastors in here tonight. Get some stink every now and then, don't you? Now maybe you don't. Maybe I'm just a failure as a pastor. A lady looked at me the other night and had a problem with another lady. And you know, they're wonderful people, godly people. They are, and I mean that, godly people. But they looked at me and they said, what do we do? I said, build a bridge. She said, build a bridge? I said, yeah, build a bridge and get over it. I help my people with some deep stuff. Good people, godly people, sometimes you can't change the stink. I learned a long time ago, you can't make people live for God and you can't make people like you. Brother Tim, he's just a real encouragement. Brother Tim here. If he wasn't so skinny and I felt like I got an advantage, I'd have just took him out back and got my man right here to take care of him. Brother Tim come to me up the hall, walking through here. He said, Brother Hazel, we got a call tonight. Right before I'm preaching now. I said, you did? He said, yeah. He said, fella called, won't know who's preaching tonight. He said, I told him, Brother Chris Hazel. He said, and I did like this. He said, is that young man y'all been playing on the radio? I like that. Brother Tim said, yeah. And the guy said, click up. Tim said, preacher, he hung up on us. Brother Tim, I'm glad God gave you the gift of encouragement. Thank you for being there for me, buddy. If I'm ever in a sword fight, will you just hold it up so I can jump on it? Wormy preachers make me nervous. Amen. Sometimes in life, things just stink. I am so glad for the day when we leave this world and we put off this robe of flesh and we get rid of all the turmoil and the trial and the heartache that we have. People that don't even get along at church just stinks. You've heard it said, to live above with the saints we love, oh, that will be glory. But to live below with the saints we know, that's a different story. Sometimes situations stink. But here's the thing tonight. You can smell the stink, lay your Bible down, walk away from it, or you can get past it and see what God's got, and you can go on forward and be some for the Lord. I made up my mind, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to go on and keep on going on. Feeling a little better. Three points and I'm done. See it? Number one, don't let the stink stop you from doing the will of God. Preacher, where do you get that from? Who asked her to roll away the stone? It was God. Oh, it was the will of God to roll away the stone. He said, hey, Martha, hey, Mary, if we're going to do anything right here, you got to listen to what I'm saying. You got to do what I'm saying. And can I tell you this? If you let the stink stop you, it'll rob you of doing the will of God. You better not let it stop you. It might stink sometime, but thank God on the other side of that stone is a blessing. Amen. Jesus said, take away the stone. Surely by now he stinketh, and get past the stink. Honestly, I have people come to me. Preacher, I sure would like to do this. I feel like God's leading me to. Now, you know, when people say that to me, I'm thinking, okay, God's leading you to. What's the problem? Brother Hayes, I feel like the Lord wants me to take a bus route. You can tell a butt's coming, you know. I call it Billy Goat Christianity. I love my preacher, but I love that member, but you know what I'm talking about. And preacher, I would love to sing in the choir, but somebody don't like me, or somebody doesn't want me to be a part, or I'm afraid I can't do it, or I'm afraid I'll fail. Hey, you got to get past the stink. If it's the will of God for you to do something, honey, you better go do it. You'll never be happy unless you're in the will of God. You'd be surprised how many people in Baptist churches. Brother Roland, how many people in Baptist churches let the stink stop them from doing the will of God? I have people come to me, Brother Chris, I'd love to get involved in the youth ministry, but Lord, I just don't know if I can do it. Preacher, Lord, led me to come to you and ask you, could I help in the youth ministry? And preacher, I don't know. I mean, teenagers are kind of hard. Yeah, let's be honest, man. Teenagers are Fruit Loops. The young people here don't get mad. They love, listen, I preach these kids all the time. Most of them is building. They're nuts, man. I tell them all the time, I say, y'all crazy. Huh? I got kids in my youth group, I mean, I believe we could admit them, man. But son, I'll tell you one thing, buddy, I love them. They love Jesus. That's all right with me. But I'm telling you the honest truth. If you're going to let things that stink stop you, you're never going to do the will of God, because there ain't one thing you do for God. If you do it and it's worth doing, there might be something come along. There might be something getting away. But if God said do it, I'm glad greater is He, Brother Mark, that's in me than he that's in the world. And if God said roll the stone away, get past the stink, do what I said. She had no idea what was getting ready to happen. Well, he wants to see him. Isn't it amazing how many times we underestimate God? This is a man who said, I am the resurrection and the life. He wants to look at Lazarus. He sure loved him. All the people, can you see all the professional mourners? You know that deal in those days, they had professional mourners. They had people who'd come weep, didn't even know you. They'd just come cry. Maybe they had them dinner on the grounds or something. I don't know if they'd come cry. You know, the same crowd happens when you have church problems. They come cry and help you. I'm amazed how many people love me to death from going through something, but everything's good. They don't love me as much. They roll that stone away and they do the will of God. And when they listen and they do the will of God, the stone's rolled away. Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. Can you see everybody's expression? Did he just say, Lazarus, come forth? He's been dead 4 days. I mean, he stinks. Y'all, you imagine it. He's bound in grave clothes, man. He comes bouncing out. You can tell the expression in King James Bible, read it. They didn't know what to do. Never seen nobody do that. I mean, I'm sure about 14 of them fell out without Benny Hinn being there. Huh? Lord, this is on radio and all that. Huh? I'm in it. Hey, watch this. And they're all looking bewildered. And Jesus said, loose him. Let him go. What would have happened if they'd have said, Lord, we appreciate your thought and we're glad you came, but I don't think we're going to roll that away because he stinks and he's my brother and it'd be embarrassing and we don't want to go that route and appreciate you coming. I wonder how many of us are just the other side of the boat. How many of us are just a little ways away? How many of us, if we'll just stay in the will of God? How many of us, if we'll just stay on track? You don't know, preacher, how many of you is God getting ready to pour it on and God getting ready to move and God getting ready to step in and listen, that stink, Sarah, and it's in the way. But you said, hey, I'm not going to let the stink stop me. Don't let the stink stop you from doing the will of God. Secondly, don't let the stink stop you from seeing the wonders of God. God doesn't need miracles to give us His word. We've got all the Bible we need. But I'm glad He still works miracles. There are many that the stink stops them from seeing the wonders of God. Hey, this situation stinks, or that stinks, or my kid's been out of God's will stinks, or that cancer stinks, or this does, or that does. And sometimes people walk away and they throw down their towel and they walk away and say, this is God, I'm not interested. This is church, I'm not interested. And they were so close to getting past the stink and seeing the wonders of God. Let's face it tonight. Life can throw some stinking things at you. Our ministry is evangelistic. I think that's biblical. We go after sinners. We don't get them out of the hog lot and put pigtails on them and hope they'll get saved. We go after them in the hog lot, bring them in from the hog lot dirty, and let Jesus change them. Amen? Amen. Going after sinners. It's a shame. Some sinners, they can't even go to Baptist churches. That's sad. That's sad. I've been in church before, so help me. Boy come in with his britches dragging down, ain't even know what a belt is. Long hair down his back, things hanging all off his ears. They come in, and I've heard people say this before. What are they doing here? Wonder why they're here. Brother David Epps, if you know him, he was like that. Bell-bottom breeches come in, long hair, needle tracks up and down his arm. Brother Epps was a lost man, a dope head, wicked, but he went to a church and somebody loved him, told him about Christ, cared enough about him, didn't let the stink stop him from doing the will of God and from seeing the wonders of God. You heard years ago about the black preacher during the drought. They had a major drought. They were getting all the community churches together to pray. And they come to pray for rain. Church was packed full. He walked up in the pulpit. He looked out over the congregation, 90 degrees, sun shining. He said, "Where's your umbrellas?" Can I tell you this? I'm convinced of it. I'm convinced tonight that God still has power. I'm convinced tonight that God is still able. If he can raise the dead, if he can heal the blind, if he can make the lame walk, my goodness, if he can save you and I and change us the way he did, God's still able to work wonders in our day. Jesus saith unto her, "Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God?" Don't let the stink stop you. Thirdly, don't let the stink stop you from doing the will of God. Don't let the stink stop you from seeing the wonders of God. Man, sometimes it just stinks. Don't let the stink stop you from seeing the way to God. Watch this. Verse 45. Then many of the Jews which came to Mary, a lot of them were just professional mourners. Didn't even know much about Martha and Mary. Didn't even know much about Jesus. But they came, and the Bible says, when they came, had seen the things which Jesus did, believed on him. You're not going to discourage me, are you? Do you know why? Them folk got saved. Do you know why? They believed. Because somebody said, "I don't care how bad it stinks. If he said roll it away, let's roll it away. If he said do it, let's do it." Come up here a minute and ask you a question. I wonder how much we'd see accomplished in our churches if we get past the stink. You know why a lot of folk come to church and don't get no help and they're lost? Place stinks. We can't get past the stink. Got Sally over here, don't like Susie over there, and she don't even know why. Don't get quiet on me. You know I'm telling you right. You know why a lot of men of God are at this Jubilee? not just because they love Brother Stewart, not just because they love how all this atmosphere, what God's doing, but there's a lot of you just like me. Every week of our life, we have to deal with stinking stuff. Every week of our life, though it's good, we love serving God, there'll be something here that stinks or something there that stinks. Oh, we have to deal with things we ought not have to deal with, and we'll have to deal with those things. And listen, if we let it stop us, if we let it ruin us, if we let it rob us of our joy, we'll never roll that stone away. We'll never do the will of God. We'll never see the wonders of God or what God can do. Do me a favor. Don't pick your nose now. Take your hand, do this like you. Look at your neighbor. You'll have to say it like this. I want you to squeeze on. I'm not going to let the stink stop me. Sister Stewart, you're not doing it. I'm going to wait. Live on the internet, radio. Some of you tonight, you miss out on what God's got for you because you let stink stop you. Oh, well, we got stink in our youth groups. We got stink in the choir. Now, you know, I may be wrong. It may just be my church. I mean, I'm sorry. I forgot. I guarantee there's some halos I didn't even see tonight in wings. I apologize. Now, I love my church. You will never hear me across this country criticize my. I love my church. They are so good to their pastor. I love my people. But we have some stinking situations. I've even known a few days that I stunk. I've walked in my pulpit stinking. Lord, have mercy. What Brother Stewart get you to preach for if you stink? Probably more ways than one right now. I'm going to tell you the honest truth. I haven't let myself get by the stink a few times, brother, and I've hurt my own church service. God had somebody out that day need to get saved. God had somebody out that day need some help. And I'd been through some situation and I'd let the stink get a hold of me and I walked up in the pulpit and my wife said I had the mully gloves. I don't even know what that is, but I walked up there, went through the motions. Somebody might have left lost. Somebody might have left discouraged. And if I'd have preached and done right, I could have helped somebody, but I never got past the stink. I ain't going to join that church over there at Gateway or Calvary or wherever. I ain't going to join that because they got some hypocrites over there. Come on, we can use another one. I mean, you might as well face it. If you're a pastor, I've been pastor now 25 years, except for two of them in evangelism. If you're a pastor, God's going to put some stinking stuff in your church because he's going to keep you humble. If everybody's church was always roses, you know what we'd do? Man, I'm good. Praise God, I got to be God's gift to pastors. And I met a few of those. I met some men that signed their own Bibles. But can I say this right now? I'm glad one day the Lord got past the stink, because buddy, my life was stinking. My life was miserable. I was rot. I should have went to hell, but I'm glad he got past the stink and he came to where I was and he reached farther down than I could ever reach up and saved me by the grace of God.
Amen, preacher. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
in general, all of us stink.
Yes, sir.
My daughter's getting ready to join a junior girls golf tour. And the other day she hit a ball. She looked at me and she said, "Daddy, that stunk, didn't it?" I said, "Baby, that's bad." I'll say this and I quit. It's been hard to preach tonight, not liberty. Just, I felt so full when I got up here. I'm like that. Y'all, did y'all grow up and mamas had pressure cookers? Y'all remember anything? I asked my mama one time. I walked in there, she's cooking roast and taters. You hear me? Hear me, brother? Roland, taters. Brother Roland said, "Brother Hazel, you gonna come up and preach for us in Pennsylvania?" I said, "You do not want a redneck Southern preacher like me coming to preach folk in Pennsylvania." I said, "Lord, have mercy. The Amish hear me, they'll get to cussing." Amen. Lord, have mercy. I'd go through the kitchen. I hit the floor real hard. I used to. I said, "Don't do that. Why?" "It's gonna blow his top." I said, "What's he doing that for?" Said it lets the pressure off. Building up pressure, letting a little pressure off. Honey, I'm telling you what, I like getting in church where all of a sudden she's just kind of doing that. And I like it every now and then when I can't stand it, get past the stink and blow my top. I got dynamite in me anyway. Dunamis. Word about for power. Got dynamite in me. All I need is Holy Ghost like the fuse. There's some folk in this building. And some stinking things have come in your life. And you know what you're doing? You're letting it stop you. I'd sing in the choir, but Susie that sits right back here, I don't like her. I hope it ain't a Susie that sits here. I don't like her, and I ain't getting up there and singing that choir with her.
Go ahead.
Am I telling it right?
Yes, you are. Yep. You're right.
You better be glad God didn't let the stink stop him. I'm quitting here. I've created some of my own stink. We used to call it stirring stink. When I first started pastoring, we might as well put a revolving door, one of them things, you know, like you go to a motel. And a lot of them people didn't leave because for no other reason but a young preacher was an idiot. And you're looking at it. That's right. I'm still an idiot, just not as much of an idiot. A little gray hair makes you less idiot. But there are still some folk. I had a fellow one time said, "I'm leaving the church." I said, "Why?" He said, "Because every time I come, I don't feel good." I said, "You feel good before you get here?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Well, you don't feel good while you're here?" He said, "No." I said, "Why does everybody else feel good when they're here?" He said, "I'm leaving." I said, "I want you to feel good." Right? You'll get that later. Be honest with you, I felt better. You folks at Gateway, Calvary, other churches, you want God to do something in your life, your youth group, your choir, you better quit letting the stink stop you. You're not going to be able to do the will of God. You're not going to see the wonders. And nobody else is going to find the way to him if you let stink stop you. Roll away the stone. I bet there's a pastor in this building. I've been there. And you got some stinking things in your church. And I'm not being disrespectful saying that. I'm talking in context of what I'm preaching. I sat down with the two associate pastors today and we're talking about our church and things we love and see God doing. But it's not perfect. It's made up of people. I don't know why I'm going right here, but I'll just stay here a second. It's made up of people. And on occasion, all of us stink, don't we? I mean, on occasion, we all have our problems. But if you get past it, if you build a bridge, you can see God do wonders. You can see the will of God accomplished in your life. Or you can walk around all your life and say, ooh, I'm not going there. Because it stinks. Loose him and let him go. You know what somebody here in this building tonight needs to do? You need to be loosed. I told somebody the other week, I said, you can't do a thing in the world about what other people do. But you can do something about you. I close with this. I had a family member who made a major mistake years ago. Won't go into relation because a lot of folks are watching this service. She made a major mistake. She ruined a family. Her kids suffered the consequences, and one of them was a member of my church. Sat on the second row. Her husband was a deacon. To put it better, it was a stinking mess. We had a revival that went into its fifth week. About the third week, we were in the service. God was moving. She was on the second row. This had been a few years down the road now. Talking about the kid. She's a grown woman. In the middle of the service, she jumps up and she runs almost through the back double doors of the building in the middle of the service. I had no idea what she's doing. I did not know she was getting past the stink. She lost her joy. She had let what somebody else do affect her Christian life. She ran out in the parking lot, Brother Tim, and she got her cell phone and she called the person that had so let her down. And it was justified. She was majorly let down. Nothing of her doing. She was a young girl that got her life destroyed by people that should have been more mature and more spiritual and known better. She picked up the phone and here's what she said. She said to the lady, I'll tell you, you have not. She said, Mama, they hadn't spoke in months, if not a year. It's been a long time. She said, Mama, I totally disagree with what you did. She said, I've never been hurt like you hurt me. She said, our family will never be the same. But she said, I got to let it go tonight. And I got to tell you, I forgive you. Because I'm tired. Here's exactly what she told me. I'm tired of it stopping me from enjoying serving God. Stand to your feet with your heads bowed tonight. Thank you for listening tonight. I've just simply tried to mind the Lord. Some are already beginning to come this evening. I want to ask you, is there some things in your life right now that just stink? Maybe it has nothing to do with your own doing. Maybe tonight has nothing to do with what you've tried, but it's just got in the way. And it just stinks, the fact that it's stopping you from being what you could be for God. And maybe tonight in this service, you want to get past the stink. Maybe tonight in this Jubilee, you've come to this meeting and you've said, I want to get past. Don't worry about the tears. That's wonderful. Because if you're going to get past it, it's going to have to break you. If you're going to get past it, you're going to have to say it's not worth it. If you're going to get past it, you're going to have to build a bridge. If you're going to get past it, you're going to have to go on. But you'd say tonight, it's just not worth it. I wonder tonight if you'd slip your hand up high toward heaven and say, preacher, There's some things right now just stink. I want to get past it. I need to get past it. Would you pray for me? All over the auditorium in the balcony, hands everywhere. Hands everywhere. Can I ask you a question as the piano player plays right now? Can I ask you a question tonight? Would you simply mind God slip out of that pew and say, tonight, I'm going to get past the stink. Maybe in the past somebody's let you down. Maybe somewhere down through the years of your life, someone's hurt you. Maybe you've been hurt in church. Maybe there's been some issue somewhere and you felt like somebody wasn't there, whatever it is, but it's holding you back and you don't want it to hold you back anymore. And you say, I'm going to come tonight and say, Lord, I'm going to roll away a stone. God, I'm going to roll away. I'm going to do what you said. I'm going to mind you. If you slip that hand up in the balcony, wherever you're at tonight, would you mind the Lord? Let me tell you what's hard for us tonight. What's hard for us tonight is to admit that there's some things we have trouble getting past. We'll never have victory. We'll never have the joy of the Lord until we get past them. We just never will. I want to do the will of God. How about you tonight? Brother Tim, I want to see them wonders. You heard me tell last night of a 14-year-old boy. Sure, that cancer stuck in his life, but he made up his mind, God's able. And I told you last night that God healed his body. He got past the stink. Brother Tim, you lead us. If you need to come, you come. There's still room. There's room to my right if you need to come. Some of you raise your hand in the balcony, make your way down. Others in the back of the church. If you need to come, that's right. Keep on coming. Brother Tim, keep on coming.